we'll do. How about that?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. So, very good.
The experience may be virtual, but for these singers, the scale of the audition is every bit as great as if it were in person. Gillian Nye is trying out for the Channel Islands Choral Association over Zoom.
I just really love the idea that it was being opened up to the greater community and giving us all an opportunity to sing.
It's that opportunity which the president of the association, Dean Butler, says has been the most welcome change during the public health crisis.
This pandemic has caused all of us in the arts to rethink how we do perform. And I think coming out on the other side of this, we will probably keep the virtual aspect because it is more accessible to a larger number of people. It does provide, like the working adult, a way to be involved without having to get in the car and drive a number of miles to attend a rehearsal.
Research has shown that singing can be good for you on many levels. It may help lower stress, boost immunity and lung function, enhance memory, improve mental health, and help you cope with physical and emotional pain. Positives which may be ideal at this time when there's so much grief and isolation.
If you remember back in March when the pandemic was rearing its ugly head, we're talking about March of 2020, we remember on social media or seeing on the television the people of Italy singing outside on their balcony windows. Everything that we've been hit with as a nation has only emphasized the need for music to be that which brings people together and unites people and brings joy into their lives. So we are devoted to keeping the joy alive in a safe way. Healing force. And you know what? It's kind of primeval within humanity, that aspect of singing. We've developed for millennia with the desire to sing. And so that can't be silenced. A pandemic is not going to silence it.
Caroline Faraday, KCLU News.